Hello, and welcome back to the Talk Gnats podcast. It's been a while since I've heard that song. I am your new and old host, Kevin Nibley, and we are now sponsored by Old DC Apparel. Head on over to shopolddc.com for the latest and greatest original DC fan gear that will have all your buddies asking where you got it. Use the code TalkNatsPod at checkout for 10% off your order. You can find us just in the places you found us before, Spotify, Apple Podcast, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast. And we're also going to be doing video this time. You can find that on our YouTube channel and on our X account. Both are under at TalkNats Podcast. I am not going to be on camera for the open and the close of this particular episode just because I am recovering from a cold I got during my holiday travels. But don't worry, you can see me during the body of the interview. But yeah, I just don't feel like being on camera at the moment. So yeah, with all that out of the way, we have a really fun episode. We're joined by one of the great actors of our time. You probably know him as Mike Aaron Trout from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. But he's had a long and distinguished career in Hollywood, is a great character actor. And what most of you probably don't know is he's originally from Washington, D.C. and was a big-time Senators and Nats fan. I'm talking about the great Jonathan Banks. This one was a little untraditional in a sense. I didn't do it like a one-on-one interview like I normally would. We actually had a group Zoom where we were joined by some Talk Gnats community members, Rich Foster, who happens to be Jonathan Banks' cousin and really deserves all the credit for setting this whole thing up. And we were also joined by Don Henderson and Andrew Lang, who I'm sure you all know as prominent members of the Talk Gnats community. And the only other thing is, usually we keep our show pretty G-rated, but Mr. Banks does like to drop an F-bomb every once in a while. So if you are listening to this around sensitive ears, just please keep that in mind. So anyway, without further ado, here is the great Jonathan Banks.
You remember the first time you became a Senators fan?
I think we got our first TV, my mom, in about 1953 or 54, you know, and it was what, that little 12-inch screen or whatever it was. And the Washington, D.C. area only had three channels. They had CBS, NBC, ABC, and then the local, I think, was WTTG, I can't remember. So you're watching, you're a kid. You go out, you try to hit a ball, you play catch out in the street, and if you're lucky, you see really grainy images of baseball on television. And you take your cue from adults that they're screaming and they're yelling and they're loving it. And, you know, I took the streetcar. It seems like the streetcar stopped right outside of Griffith Stadium. And this was back when a 10 or 11-year-old kid could ride the transit system and you didn't worry so much about him. The Wonder Bread Bakery was right out back, so that you don't have any money as a kid. And that smell that you'd sit in that stadium, and it's just starving. And it was great because, you know, a lot of the guys in there too would have a hip flask and they, you know, they were unruly. And, you know, it was truly a different time. But I'll go through this really quick. You know, I saw Harmon Killebrew play his rookie game at third base. And I remember I was sitting down the first baseline because my friend, who's still my friend, Paul Early, who was my diaper buddy. We literally met each other when we were in fucking steel strollers and our mothers pushing them on Legation Road. And we have known each other since then. Anyway, Paulie and I went to the baseball game, sat down the first baseline. And we saw Harmon Killebrew play his rookie game.
Did you know that where home plate was at Griffith Stadium is now in place in one of the hallways at Howard University Hospital in the exact location where home plate was in Griffith Stadium?
I fucking love that. I just love that. What a great piece of knowledge. And it's so good to hear your accent. That's the accent I love. It's a great accent. The senators were perennial cellar dwellers, and then, they finally finish in second place, and that rat bastard, Calvin Griffith, sold them to Minnesota. I mean, I got to tell you, I went south. I totally went south on Washington baseball team after they got sold. It was heartbreaking because you're a kid, you're going, you're fervent in your support, and there they go.
Well, I grew up a Senators fan for sure because my dad was from the
Yep.
DC area
Yep.
and we got the Evening Star newspaper. And so we read, I was a huge Frank Howard fan and Hall Casanova and those guys. But I don't, the original Senators were gone before I was ever born. So I didn't, other than Killebrew, I really didn't know many of the original Senators.
Well, the original Senators, I mean, now I can't go back to the Walter Johnson area, but era. But, when I was a kid sitting there, Zora Vasales was at shortstop. Camilo Pasquale was the premier pitcher. Earl Betty was behind the plate.
So have you kept up with them? Like, are you a Nats fan? Have you kind of come back to Washington baseball since they
Well, I
got?
have completely. And then, of course, when there was the World Series run happened and the World Series happened, I was following it and all of a sudden I was into it and I'm going, oh my God, oh my God. And I remember I must have come 3 feet off the ground. Our house had burned down in one of the Malibu fires after many, many years. And that was, so we were in a rental house and I watched that World Series and I'll bet I jumped 3 feet off the ground. My wife thought I had lost my mind. And my wife's from Spain. And we've been married, I don't know, 35, 36 years. But she's tried to understand baseball. I used to take her to games at Dodger Stadium. She's really trying. It is a sport you better grow up watching to have any understanding at all.
Do you follow the team now, or I know they haven't been so good the last handful of years.
It's kind of rough to follow them right now,
Yeah, no, it is.
and it's just amazing that you can lose so much ground in such a short period of time.
So I guess talking about film and baseball, do you have like a favorite baseball movie?
Well, only because I just watched it. I love the Lou Gehrig story with Gary Cooper. I love. It's hard, I had friends that did Field of Dreams, and two of them have passed away now, but they were the baseball team that came out of the cornfield. The Field of Dreams is a pretty powerful film. Yeah. I mean,
Nice
off the top of my head, yeah.
Field of Dreams. Yeah, no, I mean, because it's about baseball, but it's also about life and, fatherhood and all that.
I will tell you this though, Bull Durham, I think I'm almost Ron Shelton directed that, I think. And I give you a my biased opinion. Ron Shelton is one of the great guys, one of the great guys in directing. And I take that back. He's one of the great guys just as a human being. The great director he is, but there's sometimes that I've been lucky enough to work and make a living. And that's not false humility. I'll say it again. I've been lucky enough to work and make a living. Just a quick aside, a guy I know who grew up in Ireland literally without shoes for periods of time, with the communal toilet, all that. Goes to work for Aer Lingus as a young man. The family is beside themselves that he has this job. Somewhere in the early 50s, he goes with a friend. He goes, "What if we rent a plane and we take people somewhere?" And that became, and the family went nuts. That became Brendan Tours. In 2008, he sold Brendan Tours and went into the crew, the river cruise business, and it became AMA Waterways. Anyway, he was a good friend of mine. He was about 10 years older than I am. He was dying. And I got a bottle of Jameson's and I went up to the Pacific Palisades. And this guy is as big a toad as I am that I'll curse all the time and all that. Jimmy never would he curse in front of a woman, ever. But I came in, he'd lost about 100 pounds, but he was dapper at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I put the Jameson down. This is a guy that worked his whole life, struggled. But he looked at me, he said, Johnny, he said, don't you think it's just luck? And I said, Jimmy, yeah, I do. But he had been in a position that he was knew he was lucky enough to be in a place that if he worked hard, that maybe, just maybe, it would all work out for you. I shouldn't have gone on about all that. But no. When it comes to luck, I'll go back to what I say about me. Do I think it's because here I am looking down the barrel at 79 next month. I was lucky enough to have a mother that cared, that always told me there was something better. And that's pretty damn fortunate. Yeah. I'll say this because I'm waxing sentimental here. Richie's mother is one of the grandest human beings. His mama used to change my diaper many, 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 many years ago. There you go. Okay, that's a fucking enough. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so you mentioned, and yeah, I mean, the entertainment industry is brutal, right? And so it's to be able to work and have such a great career is amazing. I know that most of our audience knows you from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul as Mike Aaron Trout, but I was wondering if there are any other roles you'd like our audience to check out that maybe aren't as well known or performances you've had that you're really proud of in other films.
There's something that's pretty good on right now on Netflix called The Beast in Me that people tell me is really good. That was Matthew Reese and Claire Danes, and they're wonderful. Tim McGinty played my brother. That's one thing. No, it's a years and years and years and years of some good, some not so good. And hopefully the best, because I don't know what it is to retire. I can't imagine that. I feel right now, like I'm not working right now. And I'm as lazy as they come, but I am hungry to memorize something. So I will go in there and I will start memorizing A Christmas Carol by Dickens because I love the opening. Marley was dead to begin with. There can be no doubt about that whatsoever.
No, it's interesting, but we were wondering, is there something you wanted? I mean, you've done a lot, obviously, in film and television, but is there a kind of role you would like to play at this point in your career? Is there something... Is there more you want to do?
Off the top of my head, yeah, because mostly I get typecast as a heavy. Would I like to do a restoration comedy and play a fop? Yes, I would. I would. Years ago I did Malvolio in Twelfth Night, and yeah, that kind of thing.
Cool.
Here, as long as it's good, as long as there's something good. I don't want to do crap.
What character or what role in a baseball movie would you like to play?
Wow. I wouldn't mind. Well, again, that's a knee-jerk reaction.
Or what player would you like to be cast as?
A knee-jerk reaction is Casey Stengel. That's my knee-jerk
Good choice.
Reaction.
One more baseball question. Do you like how the game has evolved and changed from when you and I were kids?
Well, the first thing, again, that comes to my mind is that the pitcher is on the clock. And I see the sense in that. At the same time, I think, you shouldn't have done that. No. I like the ballet. I love the ballet. Don't know anything about it, but I love the ballet. But if you're going to make an analogy, baseball in sports, baseball is the ballet.
What baseball player would you love to play a round of golf with?
Well, I am lucky enough that Jim Longborg is one of my friends, Gentleman Jim from Boston.
Wow.
And Freddie Lynn. And, you know, we exchange Christmas cards and shit. But it's there, you know, first of all, Jim Longborg is one of the most laid back guys you've ever seen. And he's big. And you would never think that this guy would be in competition until he's in competition. He's not aggressive about it, but he is so focused, and he's good. We're getting old now, but Freddie Lynn is a very good golfer.
Rookie of the year and MVP, right? Same year.
Yeah. And good guys. Those are good guys. They're just good, gentle souls. They're good guys.
Yeah.
Well, so are you, obviously.
Nah, I'm a bad motherfucker.
You don't know.
You just
John
play
like
one on
I
TV.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm out of here, I think, unless we got another question.
No, I think we've got a lot. So thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And Richie Foster, I love you. Take care.
Love you too.
All right, that was our episode. The great Jonathan Banks, really one of the best actors of our time, and you know, did not hold back when talking about Calvin Griffith. we will be back at you soon. Please subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, X. Didn't really have a lot to talk about in terms of the current team. You know, we did have that trade with Harry Ford, and we'll be back at you soon, get more into the off season and what's going on with the team. But for now, thanks for listening. Happy holidays, happy new year, and go Nats.